Welcome back on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to women's basketball head coach Greg Frank for coming on. We now want to make the shift into men's basketball. The Bronc Busters winning 7 of their last 9 games, and the man joining me is big reason for that. Guard Brody Robinson joins the show. Brody, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you this. You had your mom here for the weekend for the win against Cloud. How special was that moment for you?
It was awesome. You know, spending as much time as I can with her. It was good to get the dub. I got player of the game, you know, which so happened to be that she was there, but it just felt really good to see her and spend some time with her.
For sure. I actually wanted to give you an opportunity for some rebuttal here because I had Cooper and Jace on the show the last time we had this, and Jace had said that you, him, and Boston talked the most trash. Can you confirm or deny that?
Oh, I can confirm that for sure. I would say one is me or Jace. I would say 2 is either me or Jason, and 3 is Boston for sure.
I did ask the 2 guys with the best comebacks on the team, and he was split. He went with Boston over you.
Oh, he's crazy. No, I think I might be number 1 for sure.
Okay, got it. The guys did also say that you have the best playlist on the team. Who are some of your go-to artists right now?
Oh, go-to artists. It just depends on the day if I'm feeling some R&B or hip-hop or, you know, sometimes I'll throw some reggae in there. It just really depends, you know?
I didn't see you as a reggae guy.
You know, I like new YG Marley. I like Bob Marley. I mean, there's many people that I just listen to. It calms your mind, you know?
What was on your playlist last night for the game?
Last night before the game? So what I do is I listen to super, like, calm music, like maybe some Jhené Aiko or, you know, like, maybe, like, Gunna, but, like, calm songs, not, like, rap. And then when it gets to halftime, we go in the back gym. It's straight Young Boy, Quavo, Future.
Nice.
And Drake, yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to Future a whole bunch recently,
yeah, I like
too.
Future.
What are some of the things you like doing most off the court?
Off the court, I love bowling. I love golfing. And I like playing video games with my friends for sure. You know, I'm always on the phone with my friends.
Yeah.
8 times out of 10, if you see me, I'll probably be on the phone with one of my friends.
Got you. What games are you on right now?
It just depends. You know, I actually hopped back on 2K. Recently, I had to beat my friends. They were talking crazy, so you know, we had to handle business. But I play 2K, I play Fortnite. I'm pretty good at Madden, so just really any game I can sort of pick up.
Do you random in 2K or do you have a go-to team?
Oh, I got a go-to.
Okay.
You know, and either we got Play Now, and we also got our own My Career Players.
Nice.
I would say my go-to team in 2K really just depends on the day, of course, but you know, you can't go wrong with like the Warriors.
Fair.
You know, they can shoot, and that's what 2K is all about. So,
who are some of the guys you really like growing up watching?
Growing up watching? That's such a hard question for me. I would say right now, growing up, I would say Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
I bought a bunch of his jerseys. I loved the way he played. You know, he played with energy, loves the game. Most recently, I would say Jalen Brunson is one of my players that I love watching, just studying the game. You know, he's a smaller guard. He's not the most athletic, but he finds ways to create for himself and other players, and I feel like he's just a great player overall, and, you know, he wins the Knicks some ball games.
Yeah, they're fun to watch right now.
They are fun to watch, and they just made some good trades, actually.
They did. I was going to say, deadline was going crazy.
They got rid of my boy Quentin Grimes from Houston, though, which is unfortunate. He's in Detroit now, which is, you know, not the best
situation. It's tough for him.
Right.
Did you go to a lot of NBA games in Houston?
Yeah, growing up, I went to a ton. You know, when Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming were the stars, and you know, Kyle Lowry was there, Luis Scola. Growing up, it was a lot of great basketball that I went to. I remember for my birthday, I went to go see the Warriors play against them. So I saw Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, and just all of them play against, you know, the Rockets. But I actually went home, you know, we went home for break for Christmas. I went to go see the Rockets versus the Spurs. So I actually saw Victor Wembanyama play. Dude is tall.
That's one way to say it.
Yeah, he's tall.
I'll tell you this. I went to a Miami Heat game while I was still in college. Okay. It was a playoff game, and Shaq was doing it with TNT. And I was in the not the upper deck, but like the middle row of the upper deck, like between the bowls. And like even that high up, you could just see how big he is.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I can't even picture Wemby.
I wouldn't say nosebleeds, but I was up there, and you can just like you can tell, it's wild.
I'll tell you this: the coolest experience I've ever had is actually another game that I went to. Jimmy Butler's 56, I want to say, when he scored against Boston. What's the coolest basketball moment that you've seen as a spectator?
That I've seen as a spectator, Oh man, that's a big one. I don't know. I have to think about that one.
That's fair.
Let me come back to you.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen as a broadcaster was your game against Pratt the other week. You had 44, 32 in the second half. Did you have any idea as you were hooping how many points you might have had?
I had no clue until I think I was at like 39, and one of my assistant coaches, he was like, come here, Brody, and I went over there, and he told me, he's like, you have 39 right now. I was like, for real? I had no clue because I only had like 12 or 11 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think I was there, and just I felt like I was just playing in the flow of the game, and it honestly just happened. Like, I wasn't like going for it. It just, you know, it just happened.
How much do you think about stuff during the game, or is it kind of just end for you?
I think everything is just naturally. You know, playing the game is the most important skill. You know, you see so much when you're on the floor, and you can understand things that aren't teachable, if that makes sense. I feel like as a player, I've been in so many different situations and played so many games that I don't think there's a situation that I'm not ready for.
Mm-hmm. You also played in a lot of different places, Houston, Chattanooga, now here. Let me ask, what was the biggest adjustment to moving out to Garden?
The biggest adjustment, I would say, was maybe you're just out in the middle of nowhere. You know, I'm used to like the big cities or, you know, a super just – I don't know. I would say a higher population than what's around here.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of lonely time and a lot of time just by yourself. But I think it's helped me. I think it's helped my mental state. You know, I've gotten closer with God and just, you know, I'm in the gym as much as I can be. And I think everything happens for a reason, and God puts everybody in a place for a reason. I think he put me here to get mentally stronger, get better as a human, get better as a person, get better as a friend, as a brother. And I feel like, you know, it's helped me.
You're preaching the choir right here. Brody Robinson here on the Garden City Community College Coach Show, if you're just joining in. Let me ask this. You're someone who's always about the team. When I asked about your performance against Cloud, the first two teammates you mentioned my name were guys that had played less than 5 minutes in the contest.
Yeah.
Where does this mindset come from with you?
I've just always been a guy that, you know, no matter what I do, there's always somebody else working hard, maybe not getting as much opportunity, but still coming every day ready to work. And I've just always felt like the game is always bigger than you. The game is always bigger than myself. And the team is always the most important thing. I don't think, you know, I think the team would be, like I said, I would not be anything without the team. And that's how I feel. You can't be out there 1-on-5. So, you know, you need teammates. And, you know, dude stepped up when they needed to, and that's why I brought them up, because, you know, Jason, Dew, those are my guys, and they, you know, they come ready to work, and, you know, they got thrown in the fire the other day, and that, you know, that's why it really stood out to me.
Where'd the Scooby-Doo nickname come from?
Scooby-Doo. Well, his name's Say Dew, so yeah. We call him Dew, and then I was like, you know, Scooby-Doo. So, I started calling him Scooby, and it stuck.
Do you have nicknames for everybody on the team?
I got nicknames for everybody.
All right, let me hear some. Let me list off some guys on the team I want to hear.
All right, so we got Charles Chukwu. Yep. I call him Chanel because double C's. You know,
all right,
Charles
I Chukwu, like that.
Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
We call Isaiah, we call him Creed because he's always wearing jumpsuits. You know, Creed's a boxer, so I call him Creed. Boston, Boston and Jordan are both twins. Boston is my twin because we look alike, and then Jordan's twin because that's twin. Like, he knows.
Okay, I get you on that.
But I guess that those are a few. And then, obviously, Thomas, you got Tut, TT.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy.
That's fair.
And then we got Bull. I always call him Bull Bull. Like, I always say in a deep voice. But those are some of the few.
That's good, man. How did you get to know the guys on the team?
Oh, man, just spending time. I mean, we're in there all day together. I mean, we're always in the gym together. I mean, and I think that's very important to a team, and I feel like that's where we're starting to get better at as we go on, is coming together as a collective and trying to play for each other. And I feel like, you know, I know we'll talk about Kyle Lee in a little bit, but I feel like Cloud was the first true game that we played as a collective and for one another. But, you know, I think it's a habit that we have to start to try to embrace, you know, and make it our culture instead of happening one game and then maybe not happening another. But I feel like if we can make that our culture, I don't think we're beatable.
Mm-hmm.
If we can make that our culture.
Who were the people you first started hanging out with when you first got here to Garden?
I would say Boston, because we would go golfing together, and obviously we were roommates. But from the jump, you know, Braxton, Jordan, just from the open gyms, those were like the first welcoming people. And then obviously when EJ and Charles came in, I mean, those dudes are from where I'm from. So there was a connection there. But I feel like one person that really stood out was Thomas. Me and Thomas got close pretty quick just because of, I feel like we have a very similar mindset towards everything and towards life and, you know, just about things in general. And I ask him questions about, you know, his living back home, and he'll talk to me. And then he's came over. I made him smoothies before, you know, just chill and hang out. You know, that's my guy.
You chef.
Am I a chef? You know, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm not living with, you know, my parents anymore. So I'm trying to be up, trying to find ways to cook, but, you know, but that's what I like. I'll FaceTime my mom and we'll cook together. So, you know, just stuff like that. Just spending time with her when I'm not with her is fun to me. But I can make a good eggs, rice.
Yeah.
That's my go-to, eggs and rice. And I'll get a little yum-yum sauce. That's my protein
meal. That's good, man. Yeah, I can't even lie.
It's solid.
Let me ask you, if you had one last meal on planet Earth, what is it?
Chicken Alfredo.
I like that.
Chicken Alfredo, 100%.
I really like that. What are some of the smoothies that you make?
So I get a bag, a mixture of berries. So it's like strawberries, blackberries, blueberries. They're frozen. And then I have milk. So I put those two together. And then I have protein. So I'll put all that together. And then you got a good smoothie.
Yeah.
Trust me. It is good. You can ask Coach Mike. You can ask Thomas. You can ask Boston. I'm a good smoothie maker.
All right, I'll hold you to that. I'll talk to Mike when you guys are back from this first game of this three-game road trip. I want to talk a little bit of the game of basketball. Talking to Kansas Jayhawk Community College Player of the Week, Brody Robbins, if you're just joining us. Give me your reaction when you heard that you got named for the second time.
It felt good, but, you know, I try to never be satisfied. And I feel like I got satisfied and it showed up yesterday, but I feel like getting player of the week, you know, it's a great accomplishment in my eyes, but I just feel like, you know, there's so much more to playing basketball than, you know, maybe some accolades or player of the weeks here and there.
Talk to me a little bit of how you guys have come back before the Cali game, I should say. You guys had won 7 out of your last 9.
Mm-hmm.
What was the mood of the team like throughout that?
Just buying into winning, buying into, you know, sometimes people have to sacrifice certain possessions, you know. Maybe I pass up a good shot for a great shot. And I feel like as of lately, we've been doing that and moving the ball. I think we're playing super fast. We're getting up a lot of shots. We're making a lot of points. And I feel like people are getting in the gym. You know, people are always on the gun, you know, getting up a lot of shots late at night, early in the mornings. And I feel like if we stick to that and continue to stick to that, I think we'll be okay.
I think you guys collectively are all really set on winning. Would you say the same thing?
I would say so, yeah.
One thing that I've been talking with Coach Elmore about is how you guys have kind of flipped into this 6-second side to side. Yeah. What was your first reaction when you heard that?
So I actually, my plane got delayed. The first plane back, I got delayed. So I got here a day after their first practice. And when he told me that, I was confused. I was like, wait, what? So we're changing our whole offense. And then the day we got into practice, I was super excited because I like playing fast. I like getting up shots. Let's get out. And then I think it helps, you know. Also, if we get stops, I don't think anybody can beat us. But we have to get stops. We have to not let people get offensive rebounds. And I think that's been our juggernaut, I would say, is offensive rebounds.
But it was seamless for you stepping into this new offense.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I mean, that's what I came here for, is to play fast, to get up a lot of shots and, you know, make plays.
Let me ask you this actually, because you were taking the flight back from Houston. What is your favorite part about living in H-Town?
My favorite part, I would say the food. The food is very, very good. The food and just the environment. I think I love a good city, and I think it's a beautiful city. And, you know, there's a lot of great memories in Houston, and I think I'll always be tied back to it.
What type of food is there in Houston? I actually don't know.
Oh, man. Any food you want. the seafood is great down there. You know, they have a great steaks as well.
I mean, yeah.
Honestly, you just can't go wrong wherever you go.
That's what I need right now. Yeah, I miss, like, surfing.
Have you been to a crawfish boil?
I've not.
Oh, my. I haven't been to the south.
Do you consider Texas Southwest? Like,
no, south. I was
okay, south.
Super south.
Got it. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I had never gone to Texas before we went, mm-hmm. when we went to Frank Phillips. I've mm-hmm. never gone to Louisiana. I've never gone to any of those
areas.
No. I've gone to a lot of, like, northern places. I've gone to a lot of, like, northern places, but I've never really gone, like, south. Which is weird because I'm from Florida. But what's the coolest place you visited?
Coolest place, Paris.
Okay.
Paris is my favorite place I've ever been to.
Yeah.
I want to say I was in 7th or 8th grade. I went with my dad's side of the family. It was honestly just, I didn't think I was going to like it. Because, you know, thinking Paris, you like think old, okay. You know, it's going to be a bunch of scenery. And it was beautiful. I mean, I enjoyed every moment there. And every memory I got from that trip, it will always be in my brain.
Europe is crazy, man. I went to Barcelona when I was 7th. Oh, my God.
It's
incredible.
Amazing.
It's incredible there. Let me talk a little bit about some of the buzz you've gotten. So just name off some few schools. Louisiana, St. Louis, IUPUI, a couple schools that have reached out and offered you. Take me through what it's been like, both handling business on the court, but also your future in these last couple weeks.
I think for me, I've told all these coaches, I think for me, making a decision is definitely going to be after the season.
Of course.
Because I want to focus so much on winning right now. I want to focus on getting better every single day. And I feel like they all respect that. And, you know, I'm just super blessed to be in the position I am to get these offers. And, you know, I've always dreamed about getting recruited as hard as I am right now. And it just feels good that, you know, all the work that I've been putting in is worth it. And, you know, it'll pay off.
Is it tough to multitask with this stuff?
Sometimes it can be, you know, when you got phone calls with coaches and you got school and then you also got classes and then you got, you know, lifts. It's hard to not, I wouldn't say necessarily catch a break because, man, like 3 years ago, if you would have told me this was happening, I would be in love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say, quote unquote, catch a break, but, you know, just trying to fit in everything is you know, it's kind of hard, but
for
it's
sure.
So worth it.
Besides basketball, what's one thing you want people to know about you as a person?
I'm super genuine. I feel like anybody could come up to me and I'll have a conversation with them. I'll never blow anybody off, you know. I don't know. I don't think I look mean or anything, but I feel like if anybody truly does want to just come up to me and have a conversation, I can talk to anybody and just be and honestly be real.
For sure. I was going to say, you're being real right now.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Always.
Two more questions for you, Brody. With the offers ringing in left and right, I'm not asking where you're looking, but I do want to ask, what are you looking for out of a 4-year?
I would say I'm looking for the best style and fit. And what comes with that is a coach trusting me and letting me be myself. I don't want to go to a program where I feel like my game is getting changed, because when that happens, I don't feel like I'm at my best and I don't have the most confidence in myself when my game's being changed. I want a coach to be like, "Hey Brody, we're going to give you the keys to the program and you're going to do this, this and that." And I'll be like, "Yes, sir." And I'm going to stay in the gym. I'm always going to work my butt off and I'm just going to grind and I'm going to give the university I go to the next 2 years everything I have.
Mm-hmm. I really like the sound of that. Last question for you. We'll get Creed on in a moment. Can you describe me what he's like as a teammate?
Isaiah?
Yeah.
Isaiah's a great teammate. You know, we used to call him every day Zay, and we still do. But, no, I mean, Isaiah, he's from Texas with me. He's every day Zay. I mean, he's going to talk. He's going to communicate. He'll get hyper sometimes. He'll get in that mode. But he's the type of guy to get shoved down, get thrown to the ground, always get up. And I have the utmost respect for Isaiah. And he comes to work every single day. And he has guys in front of him like Charles and Thomas, you know, who have offers and who are obviously really good. And he's learning from them. And I would say if he keeps continue to absorb information from them and learn from them, I think he'll continue to be really good. And I think he'll end up having offers next year.
Someone who's a great player and an even better teammate. Brody Robinson, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You and I both got to get back to your mom's cookies, too, after
always,
this.
Always. Yes, got to.
Ms. Robinson, if you're listening to this, those cookies are still unbelievable. I'm still getting through them right now. When we come back on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, we'll talk with Isaiah Dixon here on 99.9 The Rock.